From Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, Jesus sends his disciples out into the world with these words. And he called to him the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, and not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Where you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. And if any place will not receive you, and they refuse to hear you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet for a testimony against them." Seems to be woven into the fabric of the life we share, certainly from the beginning of what became the initial discipleship of a Christian tradition. There would be rejection. I think in one form or fashion, whatever work we're in, whatever situation we're in, whatever family we're in, at some point, in some way, somebody says, "No, you can't. It doesn't work. You messed up." Rejection. A month ago, I had three, count them three, articles of research that I had written and submitted to journals for publication consideration. And it was getting to be about the time that I should be hearing from the reviewers and the editors. And just before Christmas, I had heard from two of the three a letter that said, in effect, "We regret to inform you." Chonk. Rejected. And just this last week, I went into the office and had a whole stack of mail because I hadn't been in there for a while. And rummaging through it, I found the envelope with the letterhead of the third journal to which I had sent the third piece and thought, "Oh, I need this like a hole in the head." So I open it up and I'm looking for the R word. And I get not that R word, but two others. Revise and resubmit. That's the good news. In other words, you know, you hope that they'll say, "Oh, call the Nobel Committee. Let's have a special meeting." Now, the best you can hope for is the invitation to revise and resubmit. And the tone of the letter was essentially, "I'm not sure you can do this, but go ahead and try." Which is what I've heard before. Revise and resubmit. Resubmit. That's what I think the strong stomach that we can develop from our faith enables us to do. To resubmit. To try it again. To in some sense be able to say, "Well, there's got to be a way to make this work." Resubmit leaves us with a sense of hope. A sense of persistence that we can take our work and try it again. Which I'll do. In fact, those other two articles, I decided that, I'll just send them to another journal. So they're out under review again. And at some point, I may get the magic R words, revise and resubmit, because I've decided to resubmit. I've learned over the years that eventually, with some persistence and a little luck, they'll wind up in print. And part of why I've learned this is that I've learned the nature of the publication industry, not just academic publication, but any form of effort to put your words into the public arena. One of my favorite stories, not just about publishing, but about anything, involves a struggling writer, a novelist, who had submitted many, 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 many times what he thought was a novel worthy of publication, only to get the reject. Reject, reject. And to test the nature of the industry, he took a novel by, it was at the time a fairly renowned author named Jerzy Kosinski. He took a novel that Kosinski had written that had won the National Book Award, retyped it on 8.5 by 11 paper, attached his own name to it, and sent it to the publishing house that originally published the book, just to test the process. He got a letter back saying, "We received your manuscript and regretfully we reject it because it sounds a little bit like Jerzy Kosinski, but not as good." So the publisher that published Kaczynski said Kaczynski's work sounded like Kaczynski, but not as good as Kaczynski. You figure it out. Resubmit. Resubmit. So I keep at it. And there has this article that I've just now gotten this last week with the invitation to resubmit has, in fact, this last year been rejected 3 times. So we just keep pushing. We keep pressing. Because our faith continues to push us forward. Our faith continues to give us strength to resubmit. But not without the revision. The revision part is as important as anything else, because it's important to know that every time I've sent an article to a publisher, it was, what I thought, perfect. It was in its final form. And I learned this lesson in a rather odd way. I got a revise and resubmit invitation back about a year and a half ago from a publisher. It was a 6-page article. That's all it was. 6-page double-spaced, very simple, very short. The critique of the article with the invitation to revise and resubmit was 9 single-spaced pages long. Easily twice as many words of what needed to be done to make this publishable than what I had written in the first place. And I get it when somebody says, you stink, but they kind of wanted to go on and on about it, you know. And as it turns out, as I'm reading through and wading through this stuff, I'm thinking, why didn't I think of that? I should have thought of that originally. They're right. This has to be framed in this way. And so after about a month of revising and reworking it, this became the article that was published about a year ago that's gotten some attention in both Cosmopolitan Magazine and the Washington Post. Revise before you resubmit. Albert Einstein said, if you continue to do what you've always done and expect the outcome to be different, you're nuts. The classic definition of insanity. So the revision part is what's as important as the resubmitting part. You can continue to beat your head against the wall without figuring out how to make things, how to change things. I tell my students, and I think it's interesting, that the divorce rate for second or subsequent marriages is actually higher than the divorce rate for first marriages. And part of the reason for this is that people who especially have had one marriage end in a dissolution go into the second marriage with no revision. We continue doing what we know doesn't work and expect the outcome to be different, and it isn't. It's a useful skill to develop, to be able to say through prayer, through conversation with people you love, you know, what needs to change? And even if the situation was seemingly not anyone's fault, certainly not your fault, what contribution do you make to change yourself to make it better the next time? Revise and grow and try it again. Revise and resubmit. It delineates a process that I think metaphorically comes to us at the start of each new year or at the start of each new day. I was out picking up the newspaper this morning and the glow ahead of the sunrise was especially pretty today. And I don't often see that because Gina usually gets the paper before I do, but not today. And this day broke in an especially attractive way, suggesting a level of hope that I hadn't expected. Well, that's essentially true each new day. Each new day is a chance to start over, a chance to revise, a chance to resubmit. How will it work out? Hard to say. And the outcome isn't really all that important. It's the process of continuing to engage the world around you and the world inside you to develop the ability to revise and then try again. Outcomes will be what they will be. We've got a prayer list a mile long, and I have no idea what the outcomes of that will be. Maybe good, maybe bad, maybe what seems to be good may not work out in the way we expect. There's an interesting scene in the movie Charlie Wilson's War where the CIA agent is talking about good news, bad news, and ultimately, we'll see. Got a new bike for Christmas. Hey, that's great. We'll see. Kid rode the bike, fell off, broke his leg. Oh, that's terrible. We'll see. He was disfigured and limped for the rest of his life, and war broke out. And the boy whose leg was broken on the bike as a child was exempt from military service. That's terrific. Well, we'll see. You see, we don't know what the outcome will be. We stand at the head of 2008 with lots of things to be concerned about, many things to celebrate. And we'll see. We'll see what needs revision. We'll see to whom we can resubmit our work, our ideas, ourselves. Confident always that we are supported by a Lord who sends us out two by two. And when it doesn't work, shake the dust off, revise, resubmit. Amen.